Striding Folly and Other Stories by Dorothy L. Sayers.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Striding Folly.
"Shall I expect you next Wednesday for our game as usual?" asked Mr. Mellilow. Of course," replied Mr. Creech. "Very glad there's no ill feeling, Mellilow. Next Wednesday, as usual. Unless..." His heavy face darkened for a moment, as though at some disagreeable recollection. "There may be a man coming to see me. If I'm not here by 9, don't expect me. In that case, I'll come on Thursday." Mr. Mellilow let his visitor out through the French window and watched him cross the lawn to the wicket gate leading to the hall grounds. It was a clear October night with a gibbous moon going down the sky. Mr. Mellilow slipped on his galoshes, for he was careful of his health and the grass was wet, and himself went down past the sundial and the fish pond and through the sunk garden till he came to the fence that bounded his tiny freehold on the southern side. He leaned his arms on the rail and gazed across the little valley at the tumbling river and the wide slope beyond, which was crowned at a mile's distance by the ridiculous stone tower known as the Folly. The valley, the slope, and the tower all belonged to Striding Hall. They lay there, peaceful and lovely in the moonlight, as though nothing could ever disturb their fantastic solitude. But Mr. Mellilow knew better. He'd bought the cottage to end his days in, thinking that here was a court.